Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. Hi, loves. Hold on. Let me adjust a few things here because, you know, it's that kind of day. What's happening, my loves? Yes, The Master's Playground. In tonight's episode, we are embracing the concept, don't should all over yourself. Yeah, right on. We're going to play some amazing music. We're going to dive into our mastery as we tend to on The Master's Playground. Share the wisdom, share the love. Share the insight. Share the evolution. Before we get started, it is traditional on The Master's Playground for me to take a moment, right? As you guys tune in to me and I to you, we take a moment to tune in together. And we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra, which is nothing more than something as profound as bowing to the infinite teacher within. And it's from that stance that we greet the episode and get playfully wicked. Playfully amazing. So with that, placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om. My name is Chrissy Stereo. For those of you who are new to The Master's Playground, what is The Master's Playground all about? A quick synopsis. We play with a variety of tools of the divine. Yes. Illuminating our collective consciousness during these amazing Aquarian times. For more info, you could check out the summary on the radio show here on Skid Row Studios. And I also invite you to visit my websites, chrissystereo.com and triplegoddesspro.me. All right, so back into the episode. Tonight's episode, we are focusing on don't should all over yourself. So what should we do? Where is that coming from? When we start asking, what is it that we should do? It's that internal voice. This is not anything else but addressing our internal barometer and internal guidance system. All right, so why are we covering this? So let's say your heart really wants to be something, right? When I grow up, I'm here on planet Earth to do this. I'm here on planet Earth to achieve this. But right now, you're not there. So that's all that your heart would, you know, wants, is that vision, that passion, that truth. And then, because we are human living on planet Earth, it is then that we begin to go, I should do this, I should do that. Wait, I should really do that and this. So in essence, should starts to take hold. you know, examples. Oh, I really should pay for this first. I really should do that and this. So the question is here, who's to say that answering your heart is not what will get you exactly where you need to go? Who's to say that if you answer your heart's call, everything is yours? But, you know, when we turn to our mind, logic is not always going to tell you that. Logic is not going to go, yeah, follow your heart, man. It's logical. It's not going to do that. It's should. When we start parting with that word and that concept, that's when your mind is in the way. That is when the mind is trying to tell you stories. And should is nothing but a judgment. And often it's not even our own judgment. Most of our should statements are made up from the parental echo, the social echo, ancestral echo, our community echo. So there's this really interesting individual by the name of David Icke in the world. And a lot of his work focuses on highlighting how the people are really sheep, right? And I'm digressing, but there's a point. And he talks about how it's really in society, sheep are policing the sheep, right? Wait, that was a really horrible sheep moment, but whatever, just pretend it was great. Yeah, and during this whole policing thing, this internal policing, it's telling us what I should be doing, you know? That's our environment. They're always telling us what we should do. Sometimes, you know, with good intention, but really, it's the old paradigm. So we start adapting to this internally and buying this BS. We start nodding our heads and marching with the other sheep. Yes, this is what I'm supposed to do because my parents told me. Or this is what I'm supposed to do because it's all I really know I should do. What if I should do this or that? And it's really convenient because it's embedded. So the whole point of this episode is how do we clean and reclaim our internal GPS system? So here's a little, I'm going to let you into my world. What I do, right? Because cut to 3 years ago, that's it. I made up my mind. I'm going for it. And it's a tribe of people who are breaking free from the Piscean age and moving forward with the Aquarian age and taking the steps to reclaim the whole reason that they came into this world to begin with. So there's a variety of tools. So how do we start to really get clear on what it is that we are striving for? Sometimes it's not that easy. Well, we begin by starting a want and should list, right? And this is something I've personally done quite recently, actually. And I'll share a little bit of what's on my list and, you know, the whole progress a little bit later in the show. But for now, let's just understand the concept. We want to break it down and really get a handle on this whole should business, right? What is should? Well, according to Webster's Dictionary, should, it is a word that describes the following. It is used to indicate obligation, duty, correctness, typically when criticizing someone's actions. It is used to indicate what is possible. Pay attention to that. What is possible on your should list. And it's also expressing the conditional mood. So right on. We're going to get into this, my loves. Welcome to the party, the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. And we're going to start tonight with playing just some amazing groovy music, right? Okay, so as we are producing in our lives, right, we're getting hands-on, rolling up our sleeves, taking care of this, like right on. We're masters. We're going to make this happen. We're moving forward in truly empowered ways, not to be a bull, you know, not to shove people out of the way, but to rise into the softness that is our brilliance, into the brilliance of our spirit, which is connected to everything and everyone. If you're tuning into the show, I could pretty much guarantee that you're a light worker, a service provider here to illuminate the collective consciousness. So with that, in the meantime, let's go ahead and start with our first song. And this is really cute. Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember this band, but this particular song is called Tryouts for the Human Race. Enjoy. beautiful little tryout. Yes, my loves, tryout for the human race. This is a tryouts for the human race by the Sparks. Now, what's in common with tonight's music? I was highlighting how we're producing our lives, right? Well, as you know, I'm a music producer, DJ, touring psychic, blah, blah, blah. Insert resume. Just living my passion, right? And one of my greatest inspirations in this world is Giorgio Moroder, who I believe is one of the best music producers to ever grace planet Earth. Cut to Love to Love You by Donna Summer. I feel love. Yes. All right, so all music that's being played tonight is produced by Giorgio Moroder. I'm trying to do accents tonight. It's not working, but whatever, man. Just go with the flow. It's good. All right, so in tonight's episode, we are embracing the concept of not shooting all over ourselves. Why? Because that is the old paradigm. Welcome to the emerging times. It is time to heal ourselves. It is time to deprogram. And evolve to our purpose. Why our souls made the decision to even show up and try out for the human race. You see how I did that? Kind of cute, right? Yeah. All right. Okay, so far we've come to understand that the should concept most likely is not even us. It's what we have been taught. It's what we have been told. It is the structure that is held true in the previous paradigm. So, what is it to go into the mind and to go into the heart? In previous episodes, I've highlighted so many things about the mind, right? But one concept that I want to re-communicate is that the mind has no foundation at all. It's on its own. So it's not even, you know, it's not even grounded. It's like a monkey. 10 million thoughts are coming through, you know, it's like being in the jungle. 10 million thoughts are coming through. And we're not really navigating it unless we have like a little, you know, retro meltdown to realizing something. When in actuality, we could do something about that. All of the shoulds are really logical and make a lot of sense. I should pay off that credit card before I do that. I should, I don't know, insert whatever. I should take that higher paying job. I know I won't love it, but I should do it because it's going to help me fit, you know, along the way. Yeah. That's when we start getting into prostitute mentality. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this to get that. Right, but more on that a little bit later. Yeah. So where to go from here, you guys? What happens if you start to go into the grace of allowing your heart to speak for you? What could happen? You know? What? All right, so actually, let's ride this out a little bit. What if we held on to the whole concept of, I'm going to follow every should that I should, you know, that I've been told should happen, that, you know, makes logical sense, right? Yeah. I could pretty much guarantee that we're going to turn to ourselves if we did that. And basically realize that, okay, yeah, we're not going to say, I enjoyed every minute of that path, man. I did everything I should do. Oh my God, my life was so juicy. Oh, there's so much passion in it. Right? And if that was true, hey man, you know, we could devote the rest of our lives to just reading facts. This is fact. This is logical. This is how I'm going to go about doing things. Yes. Structure. Good times, man. You know, but at the same time, we have this incredible, powerful system that is in us and is meant to guide us and anchor the mind. And it's our hearts. So returning to this list, right? This want and should list. The want side is your heart. The should side is your mind. And this is how we begin to get clear on what it is that we're really striving for in this life, especially when it's so convoluted, when we're just trying to figure it out, man. One step at a time. So let's talk about the word want, okay? Society will tell you that if you want things, that you are selfish. Society will also highlight that you should be happy with what you have, right? You should just be grateful for everything that you have in your life. That's it. Should. You should just be grateful. Mm-hmm. Or they might even turn to you and go, why do you always want more? You know, they might trip on you. You're so greedy. You're so selfish. Yeah. So there's that level of understanding the word want. Then there's the next level, which is has a deeper self-awareness. Let's just say that you've done your work. You meditate, you totally like, you know what? I'm checking in with me and I know what my heart wants and da 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 da. Then there's the next level of want, okay? And this is primarily had when we're in an elevated state. And we will also hear in those circles not to want things. Because wanting is a state of being. And even in The Secret, if you guys are not hip to The Secret, come on, dude. You know, came out in the early 2000s. Come on. Get on it. Anyways, add that to the arsenal. However, even in The Secret, they talk about it. You know, the state of wanting. It's the same thing. Because it's always going to leave you wanting. That's what they're highlighting, especially in these really more enriched circles. If you stay in the state of being, which is wanting, you will just stay there. And I'm here to tell you, yeah, that's true. It's true, but there's more. There's more. Because remember, to stay in that state, there is no end. However, we need to go A, B, and C. We're going to start with some basics here. We're just going to understand how it is that we can differentiate some things so that we can begin to manifest in our lives. And we're going to start with understanding what it is that we want. And we do so through this list. We're going to dive into understanding what it is that we desire. And the whole purpose of this, right, is so that we can then take action in moving forward and having that propel us into the next steps. It brings light into what we're choosing to experience. And it brings light in what and who we're choosing to be in this life. and it's going to serve as fuel so that you can get up and behave in ways that you want. It gives you the goal, the forward motion. It's going to be your barometer, our barometer. And like I said, I've, you know, been doing this. And I'll get into where it's going. So, are you going to stay in the want, you know, concept forever? No, not at all. You know, but it is going to be a process. It could be a year, it could be 2 years. You know, you might be lightning quick. Right on. It will help differentiate things and so that you can understand how to progress, so that we can collectively understand how to progress towards our heart's desire. So that you, so that we become truly self-embodied co-creators with the universe. So with that, yay. Enjoy our next song. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. Yes, tonight we're playing music that has been produced by Giorgio Moroder, who is my all-time favorite music producer and one of my inspirations. At my home studio, right, where I have all my recording stuff, I have this giant photo of Giorgio, you know, behind the Moog, you know, synthesizer and all, like this wall of switches, right? And he's looking, you know, directly at the camera and he's pointing, right? He's pointing and it's literally, for me, it's pointing to get to work, you know, make it happen. All right, so in this episode, we've been embracing the concept of not shooting all over ourselves, right? Primarily so that we can get in touch with our heart and, decouple what our mind is compensating and telling us to do versus what our heart and our heart's desire is all about, right? So I've mentioned that I, you know, have been working on this list recently because I started to, you know, there's a lot of changes that are happening in my world. A lot, okay? A lot. And with that, you know, I started to navigate. I was like, oh my gosh, should I do this? Should I do this? And I'm like, whoa. I started to realize that my own mind started to interrupt the process. You know? So, you know, I'm human. I'm in this. And that's what, you know, made me realize, wow, we're all in this together. So some discoveries. I realized that everything on my should list is my compensation attempts. And when I looked at the list, they were all drenched in fear. Then when I looked at my want list, it sparkled. Now what's been happening? It actually started propelling me forward. Essentially, I looked at the list and I said, oh, I want more of this. That sparkle, that energy had me looking forward and exciting, you know, and excited as I moved towards placing my energy and my action upon what was on my want list. And I started manifesting. I started manifesting beyond what I thought I understood that I could manifest. The matrix is deep, my loves. It's deep. And it started moving me into a deep sense of self-worth. And as I sit here, I'm sitting in that new self-worth, right? Because it's been quite the journey. You know what I'm saying? There's been, wow, behind the scenes. I'm sitting in my own self-worth as it's literally coming into my life. I'm realizing that I don't need to go out there and get and chase the should. Instead, my wants are coming to me because they're aligned with the universe, and the universe is delivering that to me. So that, my loves, is why I recommend to start there. Start with a list. A little quote from Yogi Bhajan as well. Either you can plan or God plans. Yes. All right, you guys. So I was going to play another song, but I'm actually, what I want to do is I recently, you know, there's a network of us out there who are sharing our gifts, our tools, our abilities. And recently on Facebook, I came across this amazing new post, right? And I double took. I'm like, what? I'm like, who's this? So I'm inspired to share a reading that this gentleman did. His name is Chris Strickland. Hi, Chris. He recently did a YouTube video that highlighted drawing solely from the major arcana and highlighting the following. So, well, he ended up doing a monthly reading, right? So it is traditional here on the Master's Playground to do a weekly reading, to look at the energies that we're going to be greeted with this week, right? So, Chris, much love to you, my friend, my spiritual brother out in the cosmos. I will be sharing his reading, his, you know, the formula, but apply it to the weekly forecast. So, it starts like this. Think of a number 1 through 12. Think of the very first number. Don't second guess it. Remember that number. That number represents the energies that are greeting you for the coming week. Wah, 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 wah. Such a great spread. All right, my loves, here we go. Are you ready? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Now, I believe Chris does a different system. Now, I do a system that's known as Kabbalah Tarot. So I line up all of the interpretations of the tarot deck to the Tree of Life. Kabbalah. 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 All right, my loves. Do you remember your number? Fabulous. All right, if you chose number 1 as your number, the energies that are about to greet you for this week are the High Priestess. And this energy mixes the Fool and the Magician together. You are about to go through a very necessary change that serves for the greater good. God is protecting you. And if it's in your best interest, whatever will be. Whatever must be, will be. It's also highlighting the temple of your mind, the duality. The temple of the mind where we do the work that we wish to see become manifest in our lives. Mm-hmm. If you chose number 2, drum roll. My loves, you ended up getting the Temperance card. Let me start holding up the cards to the camera. You received the Temperance card. The week's energies for you is that you will be doing what's best for everyone, yourself included. And it's a very blending and harmonious energy. You are balancing the spiritual and the material. And you're acting on things in a timely manner. Arriving to the pinnacle of your evolution and seeing the presence of God within yourself as well in those around you. So with that, my loves, enjoy that party right on. Mm-hmm. If you chose number 3. Yes. If you chose number 3, my loves, you ended up getting the Tower card. Sound effects provided by music producer Chrissy Stereo. All right, my loves, things are about to happen that cannot be undone. Mm-mm, nope, they cannot be undone. Now, this is beyond damage control, right? Any area where you have embraced wrong thinking, anticipate that the potential for it to completely be crumbled so that too can come into the light. So with that, my loves, hold on to your seatbelts. It's going to lead to a new vision of who you are. there's celebration in that, even though, I mean, people are falling out of the tower. Right on. Okay, if you chose number four, you ended up getting the Magician. Yes, my loves, you have the power of transforming. You are going to be going through a transformational energy this week. You are taking what you have and evolving it to a whole new, into something new, right? So you're not going out there to get new things. You are taking what it is you already have and transforming that into something new for yourself. Right on. You're reinventing things and it has a lot of stability. So, you know, it's going to be good. All of this is good. There's nothing wrong with energies, right? And really, it's the masculine urge to put forces into motion that utilize your resources that, you know, and define your surroundings. So, right on. If you chose number five, you ended up getting the Sun card. The Sun card. Okay. My loves, if you chose number five, the energies that you can anticipate for the coming week are revitalizing. It's reinvigorating. There's a resurrection. There's a potential for the past to come into the present. And it's going to provide illumination. Now, in this, the invitation is to adjust your attitude and embrace the principles of love, harmony, and forgiveness. And it is then that you can become the generator of light onto the world and of all whom you encounter. So that's really why it's happening. Transform. Wait, things just got blurry. There it is. All right. The Sun. If you chose number six. Oh, yes, my loves. You ended up receiving the Star card. So there's going to be attention on you, my loves. Yes. And in that, you're going to be developing more individual expectation for yourself. There's going to be recognition, so no shenanigans, right? You're not going to be able to get away with it. It's really going to ask that you embody the best of who you are and share that with others. How can it benefit others? It's a new dawn for you. Mm-hmm. If you chose number seven, you ended up getting the World card. What you're about to go through this week is a divine sacrifice. It is the end for what's best for everyone. It is the final surrender of your ego that results in divine oneness. Yes, my loves. If you chose the number eight, the energies complimenting you for this coming week are the Judgment card. And essentially, things are going to end primarily because you're out of energy and time. That's it. That's it. All done. You're going to find yourself going along with things and you're going to be making a commitment. Like, okay, this is what I'm going to move forward on. Specifically because this is a rebirth moment for you. It's a resurrection and it's your awakening. It's the phoenix. Do you see it? Rising. And remember, judgment is always on the self. It's ultimately always on the self. And we are the ones who, by our forgiveness of wrong actions of others and self, are liberated by grace. So remember that as you navigate this week. Yes, yes, yes. If you chose number nine, my loves, you received the Emperor. You're in a leadership role this coming week. And as you navigate, you will have considerations for others. And you will be doing what's best for everyone involved. It is a symbol of the wisdom you have gained. Yes. And it's going to reflect your power of right thought. Securing peace. If you chose number 10, my loves, the Strength card. Yes, now this is a beautiful card that calls for the surrendering, the taming of one's own ego. You have the influence. This week is going to remind you that you have the influence in your reality. And that if you start by taming the ego with the power of gentle innocence, love, compassion, and acts of forgiveness, power, the universal force, will open up. Yeah. So, taming the ego, my loves, finding that strength to do so. Beautiful. If you chose the number 11, which is me, the Fool card. What? Oh my God, he's such a fool. Yes, and I love the Fool card because this is the risk taker. Future oriented. Does not know what they're getting into. Nope, not at all. Stepping into the unknown, new beginnings, freedom, transition, adventure. I don't have all the answers, but I'm doing it anyways. Right on. And my loves, if you chose number 12, well, you ended up getting the Death card. The clock is ticking. It's about acting with some sense of urgency, not wasting time by procrastinating, staying in indecision, or more importantly, holding on to the past, dwelling in it. It's about moving forward, but not rushing. If you rush, it's going to be a hot mess. It's a cycle of completion, and it's the evolution of your soul from one form of existence to another. So my loves, that reading was based on someone new on the scene. Again, thank you, Chris Strickland, for putting that out there into the universe. What I just read is highlight the energies that are reading you for the coming week. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You could find me at triplegoddesspro.me. Now, this weekend, I am on the psychic tour. You could find me at various locations throughout the California area. The next stop is Manhattan Beach. So if you're in that area, come on over. Come and get a reading. Yeah. It's a beautiful experience of where light workers come together and share their gifts from the heart, helping you understand yourself, understand how to navigate certain situations, or clear energy. I mean, everything is there, you guys. It's amazing. There's so many things. Crystals, tarot, the whole party, the whole thing, you know, shamanic drumming, all of it. So I invite you to visit triplegoddesspro.me for more information. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and I send nothing but love to each and every one of you. Let me close out with a prayer. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings. Bye.
Love yourself. Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
the divine.
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 Blessings.
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 The Master's
Playground.
The Master's
Playground.
The Master's
Playground.
The Master's Playground.
The Master's Playground.